Absolute honor to have with us Bill Morgan from Titleist, Senior VP of Golf Ball Research and Development. If you'd like to speak with Bill about what Golf Ball from Titleist is right for your game, you can call us if you're in North America at 866-469-0026. I will be checking my tweets as well if you want to send a tweet in. If you're listening to us overseas, perhaps Matt Adams, F-O-L, is another way to reach us. Bill, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. Good morning.
It's great to have you with us. I've been excited about this for a while. Okay, let's right out of the gate, tell us about the offerings that Titleist has with your golf balls and a little bit about how you define each one of those golf balls respectively.
Sure. At the top of our line are the Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Those are the balls that are seen each week on television, tour players using them. They're urethane covered, multi-layer construction golf balls that offer golfers of all skill levels the greatest opportunity to improve their score. These are the balls which we think provide the best overall combination of long distance off the tee and opportunity to hit scoring shots effectively into the green. That's the Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls, both urethane-covered multi-layer. They differ in their core construction. The Pro V1 is a single-component solid core. The Pro V1X has what we call a dual-core construction. There's a very soft interior component and a firmer shell around it, so it's a two-piece core for four pieces overall. We have a design strategy for Pro V1 and Pro V1X that we try to increase golfers' opportunity to effectively hit controlled shots into the green. That's really our highest design criteria. A lot of people think we design for distance. For us here at Titleist, the distance game is all but over. All of our golf balls are long. In fact, when you test them against each other straight up, almost all golfers hit them within 5 or 6 yards of each other. So we're really designing for other features. And for shots into the green, that's our greatest focus. If we take a step down from Pro V1 and Pro V1X, we get to the NXT Tour golf ball. NXT Tour is also a multi-layer golf ball, but it doesn't have the thin urethane cover that the Pro V1 series has. It has the same design strategy. We're trying to make the golf ball do all the same things that the Pro V1X golf ball does, but we just don't use the urethane outer cover layer to reduce the cost of the golf ball so that we can offer a high-performance golf ball at a lower price.
What is the cover on the NXT then?
It's a mixture of Surlyn and some other proprietary materials that gives it a softer feel and a little bit more spin into the green. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's not the urethane, so inside of 100 yards you don't get quite the same performance, but with the rest of the game, the ball is as good as, if not better than, Pro V1 or NXT or Pro V1X.
Interesting. Okay.
The next step down from that is our NXT golf ball. Our design strategy with NXT has been to create a very low spin two-piece ball. This is intended for golfers who need a little help straightening their shot shape. They'll have some what I call unintended side spin, and they would benefit from hitting the ball a little bit straighter. At the same time, a lot of players hit a lower spin golf ball farther.
And what was the name of this ball again, Bill?
The NXT.
Okay.
It's in the yellow box.
Got it.
And NXT Tour is in the blue and yellow box.
Okay.
And NXT is a Surlyn covered ball. It's a two-piece ball, very low spin for all types of shots. The next ball down is our DT Solo golf ball, also a two-piece ball. It's a softer cover than you find on the NXT and has some other design features that help golfers with moderate swing speeds get the ball a little higher in the air and still provides a measure of control into the green. So that's the big five from Titleist.
All right, so that's the big five, as you put it, from Titleist. We already have a telephone call. I have a zillion questions for you, but I don't want to in any way impede the listeners from around the globe asking you the same. Do you mind if we go ahead and take some calls?
Let's go right ahead.
Okay, Bill Morgan from Titleist, Senior VP, Golf Ball Research and Development, taking your phone calls at 866-469-0026. We start with David in Orlando. David, how are you?
Good. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Pleasure.
I had a question. I did a I'm a 7 handicap, and I did a ball fitting with Stone. I've never had the opportunity to do a Titleist ball fitting, and they fitted me for the Pitchstone RX 330, I think it was. I play the Pro V1, and they were saying that their ball is going to give me more distance and give me more control off the tee. I'm wondering, is that true, or what's the take on that versus the Pro V1?
Well, David, I think really that your question, and thank you for asking it right out of the gate, really goes right to the heart of the difference between our ball fitting philosophy and that of some other companies. We don't think the drive is the most important shot for ball fitting. In fact, it might be one of the least important. If you look at the kinds of shots that you have to hit during the course of a round, you're going to hit, use your driver maybe 14 times a round. But on every hole, you have to hit a shot into the green, okay? And the higher your handicap, the more shots you try to hit into the green, you still only use your driver 14 times. And we've done statistics on it, and, you know, in some of our presentations, we kick numbers around that show that as your handicap goes up, you could be hitting 30, 40 shots into the green and still only 14 or 15 drives around. And we know that players score better when they hit the green more often. We know that they score better when they hit the ball closer to the pin. And when you can knock a short putt in, definitely your strokes are going to go down. We're all playing the game for lower scores, not for longer distance off the tee or with any shot.
Interesting perspective.
It's the same way that the tour players use. They do ball selection the same way. When we go out and test with tour players, the first thing we do is we drop balls in the fairway from various locations, shots that the tour player identifies and calls his money shot. This is the shot that if I make this shot, I'm going to make more money this week because I have this shot a lot. And it's never a tee ball. It's always something around the green or something in that maybe 140 or in distance that it's a position they're in with great frequency. And they know if they can hit it close, they're going to shoot a lower score.
Is there a means, Bill, for golfers to feel as though they are fit for Titleist? Is there some place that they can go?
Absolutely. My first recommendation would be to go to the Titleist website. There's a section there called Team Titleist, and you can join Team Titleist, and there's a lot of information there about ball fitting. But there's a general ball fitting area on the Titleist website that'll walk you through our philosophy and take you through the basic process. It's really not complicated. Believe it or not, we can ask just a very few questions about how you play the game and what kind of shot shapes you have, and then make a recommendation to put you on the golf course with two different models of Titleist golf balls and have you compare them on the course the same way tour players do to see for yourself which one works best for you. I don't think any computer, any launch monitor, any formula or program knows your game as well as you do. There's no way I can write a program that will I can have you hit a half a dozen shots or whatever with one club and know anything at all about your game. It doesn't make any sense. You know more about your game than I do. What's best is for me to understand a little bit about your game, make a recommendation of a couple of ball types, and send you out to the golf course to make an informed comparison between those two golf balls. That's our methodology. You can find it on our website. There's a lot of in-shop materials that also talk a lot about Titleist ball fitting. And, of course, we've got ball fitting teams that are traveling the country. I don't know where they are this week, but they're all around, and they work with golfers using the process I just described to have them go out on the golf course and compare different models of Titleist golf balls. So online, in-shop, Titleist ball fitters. Of course, our Titleist sales representatives are all fully qualified as ball fitters as well. So there's a lot of opportunity to be fit with the Titleist method.
And that website is Titleist.com, folks, if you'd like to see it. We'll get to one more before we have to take a break here. Jerry is calling from Texas. How are you, Jerry?
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I've been a huge Titleist fan forever, and I just recently switched from the Pro V1 to the X. I'm approaching 63 years old. My swing speed is about 90s, low 90s. And I was pleasantly surprised the fact that, one, I picked up a little distance, but two, by 100 yards in, I couldn't tell hardly any difference in the performance of the golf ball. My dispersion factor was a little better. One thing that did kind of jump out at me is that on the putting green, it's got an entirely different feel or sound to it than the Pro V1 does. But as long as it's going in the hole, you know, I can get used to that. But I was surprised that at my age and my swing speed, I could actually get the performance out of the golf ball. So I'm real curious, like, what's happened there that would cause somebody like me to switch?
Another great question, Jerry. Thanks for calling. I'm from Texas myself, so it's nice to hear from you this morning. A very common misperception related to the Titleist Pro V1X golf ball is that it's only made for tour players or players with very high swing speeds or that 20-year-old flat belly who hits the ball about 900 miles. And nothing could be further from the truth. The difference between Pro V1 and Pro V1X essentially is the X ball spins a little less than the Pro V1 does on longer shots. Okay, they both are multi-layer balls. They both have a urethane cover. And you said that shots into the green, you couldn't really tell them apart. Well, thank you for noticing. That's exactly what we tried to do with the design. That thin urethane outer cover on the ball is the element of the design that has a very strong influence on the shorter shots into the green. They have essentially the same construction in that part of the ball, so they should perform the same. Where they are different are on longer shots, like off the tee and long iron or hybrid shots, the X having lower spin. More golfers in the world have too much spin than too little spin. So it's absolutely factual that more golfers would benefit from a construction like the Pro V1X, which provides less spin in the long game, but that same control in the short game that Pro V1 has. It does fly higher than Pro V1. And I'm 56 myself. You mentioned you were 63. One of the things that happens to a lot of us as we age a bit is that our swing speed goes down and we don't hit the ball as high as we used to. A ball like Pro V1X that flies higher than Pro V1 because of a combination of its construction and the dimple pattern that's on it can help us keep the ball in the air a little bit longer. We pick up a little distance. We have more controlled flights into the green, and it just plays better overall. So it really doesn't surprise me at all that you're playing better with Pro V1X than you did with Pro V1. We hope that would be the case as we designed it. You know, there's other people have exactly the opposite experience, but I'm glad it's working for you, and it's really not a surprise.
Bill Morgan, he is the Senior Vice President of Golf Ball Research and Development at Titleist. Lots of people on hold to speak with Bill, 866-469-0026. If you'd like to get in the queue, I'm having fun with this for a number of different reasons, Bill, but one of them is that the message that we're getting from you today is so different than the way that golf balls are generally marketed from the way that we see it on the boxes in the stores, et cetera, et cetera. The message that we're getting from you today is it's about exacting. It's about the scoring clubs. Concentrate on the things that really do affect your score.
Yes. You know, it's distance is something that I think has been overhyped in golf balls as long as I've been in the golf ball business. And I date back to 1982. It seems like that's the only message that gets written on the box, and it's just not that important. The balls today are all long, and we should focus where the balls have their biggest differences, which is in the scoring game, and where golfers have their biggest differences or biggest needs, which is in the scoring game. So I think everybody should do what the pros do and focus on the part of the game that helps you lower your score for your equipment selection and for just shooting a better round.
Jack, Paul, Drew, Ryan, all on hold and more. The only thing I ask you, gents, is please try to get through your stuff as quickly as we possibly can. We have one more break to take before the top of the hour, and Bill is going to be with us right through. Jack's in Washington first. How are you, Jack?
Great, Matt. Love the show.
Thank you.
Every morning.
I appreciate
that. I've got two juniors. They play in tournaments, the 12-year-old more than the 10-year-old. So my question is, while you say that the Pro V1s, which I would say are more expensive, and I hate, you know, necessarily paying that much for the juniors, but I will, even though you say that they're for all players, what about that DT where you said it's better for slower swings? Which is better for the slower swing, with juniors or frankly seniors?
Yeah, well, let's make sure that we understand what I mean by slower swing and where that occurs. You know, every golfer uses a range of swing speed in every round of golf. We all certainly swing the driver faster than the other clubs in our bag, and with our driver, we attain that highest swing speed or club speed that we tend to measure and walk around and say, I'm a 102, or I'm a 95, or I'm an 85, and all we're really talking about is our driver swing. If we measured the swing speed of our 5-irons, of our 8-irons, of our wedges, they'd all be lower numbers, and that's true for every golfer. In fact, we've measured golfers, we've measured tour players, we've measured amateurs, we know their swing speeds, we know their ball speeds, all their launch conditions, and I can tell you that a lower swing speed golfer's driver swing speed is the same as the swing speed as a tour player, but the tour player's just using a different club. So there's a misconception that balls are built for different swing speeds. Nothing could be further from the truth, because all golf balls have to be hit with all swing speeds, or you couldn't play them for the entire round of golf. They simply wouldn't work for some clubs. Now, Pro V1, Pro V1X golf balls perform great for all swing speeds, for all shots, for all golfers. The thing that makes those balls the best recommendation really for everybody is the fact that they perform better than any of our other golf balls on the shots that matter the most, and that's those shots into the green. Your junior golfers at 10 and 12 have to execute shots into the green if they expect to shoot lower scores. Now, the DT Solo golf ball or the NXT golf ball are definitely lower spin golf balls than the Pro V1 and Pro V1X. And if a player's having trouble keeping the ball straight or just wants to play a lower spin ball for more distance, they can be helpful, and a lot of players like them and love them for that. But for a junior golfer, what we're trying to do is we're trying to develop their skill. Adam Scott said to me a number of years ago, I don't want you to give me a golf ball that protects me when I make a bad swing. I want you to give me a golf ball that rewards me when I make a good swing. And if we think about that in everyday golfers, are they better off choosing a golf ball that protects them against bad swings, or one that rewards them when they make good swings? If you take away that reward, how do you know you've made a good swing?
Interesting. Jack from Washington, thank you for your telephone call.
So I think for your juniors, they're developing in the game. They want to play better golf. I like Pro V1, Pro V1X, because it's going to show them that they've done it right.
All right, we've got about 2 minutes before the break. Paul from New York, let's try to fit you in before we do. How are you, Paul?
Hey, Matt, good morning. Great job, as always. Dr. Bill, it's a pleasure. It's an honor. From the standpoint of, I'm in the Northeast here, you know, bad weather. How do you adjust your golf ball based on weather conditions? I mean, do you recommend, if it's wet and soft, go into a little firmer ball, and it's hard and fast, softer ball?
Yeah, that's a great question, Paul. Here in Massachusetts, and I live over in Rhode Island, we're having some pretty ugly weather this spring too. Should we change our golf ball recommendation based on weather? Is the question.
You can.
Right. But what happens is, if you change it a lot, what you're changing is you're changing your shot shape, the way the ball looks to you in the air, and then you might subtly start to affect how you swing because the ball doesn't look right to you in the air. Maybe it's the wrong trajectory. And by changing your golf ball around for different weather conditions, you might actually ultimately be changing your swing a little bit, and then you have a nice day, your swing's changed, and you've kind of introduced some variables that might not be good for you. We did a survey last year where we went into golfers' bags, and we said, what models of golf balls do you have in there? How many different brands, how many different models do you have in there? And we were shocked to find, and these were loyal Titleist players, you'd think, well, they all got a Titleist ball or two in there. You'd think they'd have two or three different kinds of balls. Most golfers have more than five different models of golf balls in their bag, which means that at any given moment, you know, if they lose a ball, or they might reach in the bag and pull something else out, put it on the tee, and now you got a different golf ball, well, you're going to get a different result. It's kind of the same story with weather. If we keep switching the model around for weather conditions, or just because that's what came out of the pouch next, the shot shape, the trajectory elevation, the spin, the control into the green, those all change. And then consciously or unconsciously, you start to make changes in how you execute shots. There's no consistency, there's no stability, and it just kind of randomizes what's going on. You can do it. If the weather's really bad, one of the things you can do, the greens are really soft, go with a super low-spin golf ball. Maybe the NXT is a great choice there because you can bomb that thing a mile, and everything's going to stop anyway because it just plugs, right?
Great information on Titleist golf balls and how they fit your game. Let's jump right in because we still have calls on hold. Drew is in New York. Drew, how are you?
Thank you very much. Great show, Matt. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
I have a question for Bill. I've been a longtime Pro V1 player. In fact, I put my practice logo on it and use it for marketing out to my referring docs. And, I love it. I've been doing it for years. But when those commercials came out for the NXT and NXT Tour, I couldn't help but try it. And believe it or not, the NXT Tour felt to me just like the Pro V1. I never liked the Pro V1X. But then in this bad weather, the guy that makes my logo golf balls got me the wrong, 10 dozen of NXT, so I've been using those in the bad weather, and I've noticed 10 more yards on drives with no roll and pluggy. So my question to Bill is, what is the main difference between the NXT Tour and the NXT, and are both two-piece or three-piece balls, and, is there a lot of difference between the NXT Tour and the Pro V1? I'll hang up and listen to his response. Thanks very much for having me on.
Okay.
Wow. That's quite a question, Drew. I'd love to answer that one. Pro V1 is a three-piece ball. It's a core, a shell around the core, and then a very thin and soft urethane cover. And the urethane cover is there because that's the material that performs best in the short game, shots inside of 100 yards. It will give you the greatest opportunity to control spin, trajectory, and where that ball ends up at the end of the shot. NXT Tour is the golf ball we make, which is as much like that Pro V1 I just described as we can do without using that urethane material, which is a very costly material. So our design strategy for NXT Tour is to make it be as much like Pro V1 and Pro V1X as possible. And for most of the game, it is, except in the short game inside of 100 yards. Now, to be frank, not every golfer executes that type of shot with the same degree of precision as a tour player or a very highly ranked amateur golfer. Some golfers struggle a bit there. I know I do myself. So a product like NXT Tour can be a great choice for someone like that. NXT is really kind of a different fish altogether, though. It's a two-piece ball. NXT Tour is three-piece. There's that dual-core construction with that soft, blended Sirlin cover on the outside that's still soft. NXT is just a low-spin two-piece ball. It's got a very powerful core that provides great distance off the tee. You mentioned that you're seeing more carry in the bad weather. It just carries farther, and you're not getting any roll. It's the low spin, high launch characteristics of the NXT that are providing that. The problem with NXT, if you want to call it a problem, is that it's low spin throughout the set. It's low spin off the driver, with the irons, with the wedge, everything. And as you get to the shorter and shorter shots whose execution rewards control, and control comes from the spin characteristic, the NXT golf ball simply isn't going to perform as well as NXT Tour, and certainly not as well as Pro V1 in those shorter scoring shots into the green. So what you're telling me is that if you compare NXT versus the other models simply off the tee in wet conditions, I agree with you. It's longer, and it's going to go farther. But when you get in and you're hitting shots closer into the green and you're trying to control it in, hit it nice and tight to the pin, the NXT Tour and definitely the Pro V1 are much better choices for that shot.
Bill Morgan, I want to thank you so much, sir. We ran out of time this morning. We had more phone calls than we possibly could get to, so I apologize to those of you that were on hold that we were unable to follow up on. You know what, Bill? If you get a chance, I would love to have you back on the program sometime because literally we couldn't get to everybody that wanted to talk to you.
Sure. Well, I think we can do it again.
Bill Morgan is the Senior Vice President, Golf Ball Research and Development for Titleist. Good luck to you this season, sir. We really do respect and appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Matt, and have a great day. Have a great golf season.